Hi, I'm Rocco Palumbo, and the item I'm going to be talking about is the B-17 bomber, a plane used in World War II. From 1939 to 1945, one of the biggest and most important events in history occurred. World War II was the biggest global conflict that the world has ever seen, and it was fought in a way that the world had never seen before. So many new kinds of military technology and strategies were introduced in this war. Different countries utilized different strategies and were strong in different areas. A big part of the war that is generally unknown was the air war between Germany and the Allied powers of Great Britain and the United States. This battle between the Luftwaffe, otherwise known as the German Air Force, and the 8th Air Force of the United States actually played a huge role in the outcome of World War II. The item that I will be analyzing is the B-17 bomber of the United States Air Force. The B-17 was a revolutionary four-engine bomber introduced in World War II. It had a big impact on the war itself, the revolution of war ideals, and ended up helping shape the world that we live in today. The B-17 bomber was a physically dominant airplane at the time, and it was often dubbed as the Flying Fortress due to its defensive firepower. Four 1,200 horsepower engines powered these massive planes. Their exteriors were actually not very durable because they had to be light enough to elevate to heights of 30,000 feet. This was supposed to be canceled out by the defensive firepower that the plane possessed. In some of the planes, there were up to 13 Browning M1919 machine guns, which were very high-powered heavy machine guns that shot 50 caliber bullets. As far as the crew in the planes, there were two pilots, a pilot and a co-pilot, a bombardier, a radio operator, a navigator, and five turret gunners. There was a gunner in the tail, one on each side, a top turret gunner, and a ball turret gunner underneath the plane. The bombardier sat in a plexiglass cone at the front of the plane in order to have clear vision for bombing. This plexiglass was not bulletproof or flakproof, so he was also very unprotected. The plane had the ability to carry a 4,000-pound bomb load to drop a series of accurate strikes against German targets. All in all, people believed that the Flying Fortress would be able to fly at a high elevation over Germany without a fighter escort and defend itself due to all the strong guns. When these planes were sent in to do their work, people would soon realize that this was not true at all. In 1934, the plane's original design was made by a team of engineers led by E. Gifford Emery and Edward Wells. It was made at the expense of the Boeing Aerospace Company, which is why it is often referred to as the Boeing B-17 Flying Fortress. The plane was obviously owned by the United States military, and was used primarily by the 8th Air Force of the United States. It was also used early on in the war by the Royal Air Force to help them on their nighttime bombing raids against Germany. These bombers were designed and used to make long-distance trips at high altitudes over Europe. They would fly in fleets to perform daytime precision bombing strikes against the powerful Nazi Germany. The initial thought behind using these planes was that flying fortresses were going to be strong enough to make it to Germany without a fighter escort. Using the Norden bomb sight, which only the United States had engineered, the bombers would be able to drop a precision airstrike on targets from elevations of up to 30,000 feet. Some bombardiers claimed they could drop a bomb in a pickle jar from these ridiculous heights using the Norden bombsight. The United States planned to bomb oil refineries, airfields, and U-boat pens to destroy the war machine that was Germany, before they even had to make a land invasion of Europe at all. When the United States entered the war in Germany, they realized that their ideas were absolutely wrong. The United States greatly underestimated the power of the Luftwaffe. German fighters would take out many of the flying fortresses once they entered German airspace, and Germany had engineered new flak guns that could shoot accurately up to 30,000 feet in the air. These cannons would launch timed bombs that would explode at the approximate altitude of the bombers and would create floating fields of shrapnel in the air. This shrapnel would shred the cheap exterior of the B-17 bombers and the men inside of them. The pilots could not maneuver and try to avoid the flak either, because then the bombs could not be dropped accurately. If the bombers were lucky enough to make it through the flak fields and drop the bombs, they would have to turn around and fight their way back through the German Air Force to make their way back home to the airfields of Great Britain. These missions were absolutely vicious for the crewmates who had to fly them, and they had a ridiculously high death toll. Only about 25% of the members of the 8th Air Force would complete their campaign of 25 missions. Things were going so bad at first that the entire idea of the 8th Air Force and daytime precision bombing almost got banned. This was such a shock to the American generals, who thought that the bombers would be unstoppable. Luckily for the Americans, the tide would soon change in their favor. But before I talk about the end of the war, I'd like to talk about the impact that this item had on the people and economics of the United States. The entire country of the United States directed the workforce to building up the United States war machine. The leader of the United States believed in fighting for democracy and freedom, and the people of the United States did everything they could to back up their leaders. Economically, the war actually brought the USA out of the Great Depression. The war created so many jobs and a lot of men left the country to fight the war. All the jobs that were required to build the wartime necessities like the B-17 created a huge economic increase for the country, and many women in the country got important jobs. This was just the start to the gender equality revolution in America. The item also tells us a lot about the men who flew in these planes. After the brutal beginning to the war, the Air Force members knew that they were still going into a situation where survival was not likely. Despite this fact, they got into the planes and kept fighting for the United States as long as they could. They fought for each other and they fought for their country. To me, this shows the character of a lot of these young men. They were so courageous and they fought to keep everyone safe back at home and to protect the political ideals the United States wished to maintain. Now I can finish up about the war. Even though the 8th Air Force had a rough start to the war and actually began the air war losing against Germany, the 8th Air Force and the Flying Fortresses would eventually prevail. The United States stopped targeting impenetrable U-boat pens and airfields that were easily rebuilt. Instead, they began bombing railroads, ball bearing factories, and power plants in order to slow the development of the military technology in Germany. This strategy paid off for the Americans. The bombing of railroads cut off supply routes so that oil, guns, and military supplies could not be delivered to airfields, and the Luftwaffe of Germany began to die off. With the help of the P-51 Mustang, a fighter plane that could escort the bombers all the way to Germany, the B-17 bombers' precision attacks began working perfectly, and they basically wiped out the German Air Force. With the German Air Force knocked out, the United States and Great Britain could finally execute their D-Day and make a land invasion of occupied Europe, which would eventually result in the victory of the Allied powers. Without the B-17 bombers constantly putting pressure on Germany throughout the war, and eventually taking out the German Air Force, Germany would have likely won the war. There would have never been a land invasion of Europe without these bombers, and if Germany won the war, our world today would obviously be drastically different. At the end of the day, this item can symbolize a lot of things in the war. Physically, the B-17 played a huge role in winning World War II for the Allies, but it also represented the revolution of warfare. There would no longer be fighting in the trenches like World War I. There would no longer be face-to-face combat fought strictly on land. The way that war had always been fought was making a huge change. The world went from fighting simple ground warfare and evolved into fighting advanced warfare through the air and on the ground. New military technologies and ideals are still revolutionizing today, and the B-17 bomber is one of the shining examples of military advancements that helped change warfare forever. World War II was the most catastrophic event to occur in the history of our planet. So many countries fought, so many people died, and new kinds of fighting changed the world forever. The B-17 played one of the biggest roles in the outcome of the Great War, which is why it is such an important object in the history of our world. Thanks for listening, everybody. Next time, we'll talk about the brutal war that was fought in Vietnam. See you later. Rocco Palumbo out.